Punkin' Oi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. We're here for another episode of Brazil. A lot of it being some hardcore, bull throwing some crust. We'll wrap it up with some street, some R&R, some garage, proto-punk, some stuff like that. But still keeping it pretty heavy and pretty fast for the most part. A lot of great stuff on that last one. We did two Oi episodes and then that hardcore on the last one. We still have some hardcore to kick it off with on this one. So, on this one, I didn't really have a particular order. I just figured we'd kind of pick up where we left off, I suppose. We'll do some hardcore, then the crust, and so forth, like I just described. but we are actually going to kick it off with a vegan straight edge band that goes by the name of Deal Cards. Couldn't find any social medias for them. They put out Vegan Straight Edge as a release December 1st of 2009, you can go over to Caustic Records and check out that release from the band. We're going to play a track from it called Lord of the Knives. So here we go, kicking off the show with Deal Cards.
Ah!
And that is some vegan straight edge from Deal Cards. Great stuff. Now we're going to play a whole bunch of bands in a row, hardcore and crust bands, all from Sao Paulo, but we will play some other bands from some other areas of Brazil. Next up, we're going to be playing the band Agonia Marginal from Sao Paulo. Find them on Instagram at Agonia Marginal, A-G-O-N-I-A-M-A-R-G-I-N-A-L. That's on Instagram. On February 1st of 2024, they released Becos Pulidos and Suburbio Punk. There we go. I had to say it slow enough, but I got it. Furia dos Punks is the name of the track, so let's get to it. Agonia Marginal. Marginal, great stuff. Raw punk. I see that phrase used a lot with a lot of the hardcore punk bands in Brazil. And I'm not saying it's exclusive there by any means, just something I noticed. Anyway, next up, Arma Biologica. Biologica, yes. Also out of Sao Paulo on April 24th of 2023. They released an EP. Simply a question mark is the title. Again, that came out 23. Find them at Arma Biologica Raw Punk Hardcore on Facebook and at Arma _ Biologica on Instagram. Now esta venda is the track, so let's get to it. Arma Biologica. Arma Biologica, great stuff there. Next up, And a lot of these are going to be faster. Most of these are probably under 2 minutes. So I'll talk faster. That way it's not more of me talking. It's more music. Anyway, KOB82, and shout out to Tato for reaching out and let me know his other band that he was in. And this band, KOB82, go to their Bandcamp page. They've been a band since 2008. I'm going to play their newest single, as far as I can tell. It came out September 10th of 2019. Once again, shout out, Tato. This is awesome. I'm glad you did, because I would have totally missed this band, and the music's really cool. Find the band on Facebook at KOB, K-O-B-8-2, that's Facebook, and KOB.82 on Instagram. Ponto y Virgula, Virgula is the single. I'm sure I'm doing this terribly, but let's let them do it in the song. It's a killer song. I checked out only had a chance to check out the EP that came out before that, 1982 and 2018, that came out in December of 2018, but I'm definitely going to be checking out more from this band. So here we go with some KOB 82. Yeah, that is awesome. Make sure you go check out KOB 82. Again, that check, Ponto y Virgula. Virgula. I feel like I'm not saying it. I don't know how to quite do the Portuguese accent right, so I apologize. But the track's awesome. Go check out the band as well. Next up, we're going to be playing the band Causa. C-A-U-S-A, Causa, Causa. And we're still playing. We have a whole bunch more in a row still for Sao Paulo. And Sao Paulo is a big city, so I'm sure there's various smaller areas. It's like, you know, I give this example all the time. I tell people I'm from Salt Lake because if I told you I live in West Jordan, Utah, you'd be like, oh, where's that? But if I say Salt Lake because I'm like 15 minutes from downtown, which people consider downtown to be Salt Lake City, then you're like, oh, yeah, I know Salt Lake City. Everybody knows Salt Lake City. Everybody's heard of Salt Lake City. But nah, most people haven't heard of West Jordan if you're outside of here. So I get it. So even though I'm saying all Sao Paulo, I'm sure there's various areas of Sao Paulo all these bands are from. They're probably not all living on the same street playing in the same venue. I'm sure they're relatively spread out playing in a variety of places. But this band probably played recently, and you can go check them out. Causa Hardcore on both Instagram and Facebook, and I say they probably played recently as they released Quem Somos Nos on March 21st of this year, 2025. We're going to get to their track, and I thought when I saw this one, and then once I heard it, I thought, you know what, we got to do this one. Hardcore, we're doing hardcore bands. Let's do a track called Hardcore off that full length. It is a full length. I believe there's 10 tracks, so go check out the rest. Here's Hardcore from Causa Hardcore. Awesome. Causa Hardcore. That was the track, Hardcore. Next up, we're going to be playing a band, Suburbio 99. We're going to start getting more crusty here for a bit. Also out of Sao Paulo, they put out 2022 Demo, which is an EP, and they did so January 1st of 2022. Find them at Suburbio99 on Facebook and at Suburbio_99 over on Instagram. Now, and with the various little accents and stuff over the lettering, see, that's where I get my pronunciations, I'm sure, become much more poor, not great, is not pronouncing them right. But now, now, fala conmigo is what I'm pronouncing it as. I'm sure that's incorrect, but you know what to look for. Go find that demo. It's cool stuff. They had a release, Suburbio 99, the year before that in 21, but in a lot of these cases, you know, unless we're going like way back in like 70s, 80s, and maybe even 90s, I'm going to try to play like newer stuff from bands. We'll play something that is off that newest EP, 2022 Demo, 4 tracks on that, by the way. Here we go. Now, Fala Conmigo. Suburbio 99, that one's awesome too. Like I said, I did say earlier, I said two things. One, I was going to talk less, and then I feel like I'm talking more. And then that a lot of the tracks were going to be under a minute, and then I played two in a row after I say that were both over 3 minutes. But that one was just over a minute. We'll be doing more of those. Like I said, we're getting crusty here. Artigo DZ9. It's even with a question mark. I think the question mark's supposed to be there. I mean, when I see the name written, that's there. But Artigo DZ9 on both Instagram and Facebook without the question mark there. And it looks like Artigods 9, but gods with a Z. I don't know. That's probably not it. The band's name, Artigo space DZ9 question mark. That's what you need to look up. April 20th of 2024, just over a year ago. They released Intolerancias, and they've been a band since 2001, so that was 23 years after, 24 years now for them. Congratulations to them. Cavando a sua cova is the track. Oh, feels like I'm saying it like it was Russian. I'm doing a terrible job. I apologize. Let's play the music. Here goes.
Devolve o tempo. Se falava nos anos 80, não é mais o que representa.
sounds awesome. Artigo DZ9. Make sure you go check out them, along with all the other bands that we're playing, including Posguerra, who's next. Also out of Sao Paulo. Also from 2024, February 20th of 2024. And that was 30 years after they started as a band, as they started as a band in 1994. They released Nada, their demo 2024. I think there was three tracks on that one, I want to say. Anyway, Posguerra Raw Punk is where you'll find them on Facebook, and Posguerra. Posguerra is where you'll find them over on Instagram. We are going to check out the track Holocausto, Holocausto Brasileiro. God, I'm terrible at this. You get the idea. Let's listen to the music. Here goes. Said it right there at the end, and so much better than I did, of course. Great stuff, Posguerra. Next up, Detesto. They are also out of Sao Paulo, and they also released on February 20th, 2024. Yes, exact same release dates, these two bands. Detesto released Horrendous Reality of War EP. Find them at Detesto D-Beat on Facebook and at Detesto underscore D-Beat over on Instagram. We're going to check out the track Age of Fear off that EP, so let's do it. Of Fear, that was Detesto. Yes, very thematic, that album. Quite a few of the tracks definitely fit the Horrendous Reality of War title, or the theme of that title. Check out Detesto. Next up, we've got the band Necros Krusty. N-E-K-R-O-S-E-K-R-U-S-T-E. Hopefully I'm getting that right. They put out a self-titled release December 14th of 2023. So realistically, it's only like 2 months, even though it shows the year before. It's only like 2 months prior to those two previous releases. They formed in 2023, so I think this was their first release. At Necros Krusty on Facebook and at Necros.Krusty on Instagram, just the way I spelled it before. We are going to check out the track Bocote Produtos de Origem Animal. And I'm sure that wasn't right, but like I said, you get it. Here goes. Just like that. That one didn't even make it a full minute. It was 59 seconds. Again, Necros Krusty. Hopefully I'm getting that close. Next up, we're going to start working our way out of the crust and into some hardcore thrash, hardcore punk, you know, still heavy and fast type stuff. We're going to go to the band Odio Social out of Sao Paulo. We're actually, the band after this won't be from Sao Paulo. Maybe it could be, I haven't looked it up on a map, some of these cities that are different than Sao Paulo, because we only got like three or four more on the rest of the show that say specifically Sao Paulo. These could be some of those areas on, near, around Sao Paulo. I don't know. They could be on the other side of Brazil. Brazil's huge geographically too, so they might be nowhere near each other. So I guess we'll have to look that up on a map if you, me, or anybody else is that curious. In 2018, Levante is the release they put out. Find them at Odio Social Punk Rock on Facebook and at Odio Social over on Instagram. Evolucio/Revolucio is the name of the track. Again, I don't know that I'm pronouncing those right, but you know exactly what this one was. All you got to do is go look it up. Cool stuff here from Odio Social. Odio Social. Great stuff, man. That one's awesome. We're going to get into some more of some similar type of music with End of Pipe. They are from Florianópolis in Brazil. Just a couple months ago, almost exactly 2 months ago, on March 11th of 2025, they put out a new single, Land of Lies. We're going to check that out here in a moment. You can go find them on Facebook and Instagram at End of Pipe. I think every band on this episode, minus one that we're about to get to, you'll be able to find on Bandcamp too. So go follow the bands on Bandcamp. Any of the ones you like, support them. You can support them simply by just clicking follow over on that Bandcamp page and keeping up with what they're doing. They get notifications. So that all that says is somebody's interested in their stuff. And if you really like it, you know how to support them else or otherwise as well. If you live nowhere near Brazil, and if these bands are not touring somewhere near you, I mean, that's the closest you'll come to supporting them, at least financially, is by hopping on, you know, Bandcamp or their social medias, because they may have other ways for you to support them that way. Anyway, End of Pipe, Land of Lies is the track, so let's get after it. Here goes. Punk sound there with that track, Land of Lies, from End of Pipe. Great stuff from them. Next up, we're heading back to Sao Paulo for the band Degeneração. God, I'm not doing it right. I keep trying though. At Degeneração Banda on Facebook and Degeneração HC on Instagram, and that is spelled Degeneracao, since I'm doing such a poor job of pronouncing it. Let's go with their release, Film da Miseria, that they put out September 22nd of 2023. We are going to play the track Presas, P-R-E-S-A-S, from that one. So let's go. Here it is.
Presas em casa, presas na vida, não inventa de aparecer. Não fui criada pra ser destemida, fui criada pra ser lazer, pra oferecer.
Degeneratio Empresas. Great stuff there. Next up, Onda Errada HC. We played them before. I think I played a single from this release before the release came out. January 12th of 2022 is when their self-titled mini LP came out. Verme, I think, is what I might have played a couple years ago. They're from Niterói. That is somewhere near Sao Paulo, I believe. That one, actually, I think I knew. I could be wrong, though. Who knows? Onda Errada HC on Instagram and the same over on Facebook. And that's Onda Errada HC. There you go. From 2022, we'll throw on the track Laboratorio de Inferno. So here we go with some Onda Errada HC.
Preto. Esse é o plano do Estado, governo necropolítico, demônios andam fardados. A meta é conquistar o mundo já foi conquistado por empresários e pastores, impostores, deputados. No seu trono estão sentados, quantos nossos sepultados, no seu plano ser executado, mas um preto foi executado.
Onda Errada HC, great stuff from them. Next, we're going to head to Curitiba in Brazil. This band, Rabo de Galo, this is the one band that I didn't find the music I was looking for anyway from them over on Bandcamp. But all the rest, like I said, on Bandcamp. This band started in 2008. They're a three-piece band, and you can find them at the band's name on both Instagram and Facebook, Rabo Degalo. Just like that. Nice and easy. Nice and easy to find. They had a two-track single, Ode Ao Chaos. So O-D-E-A-O. I'm not sure if I'm saying that part right. And then Chaos, C-A-O-S. And we're going to play the A-side or the title track of the single. So let's get to it. Rabo de Galo, here it is.
Oh,
Roboto Chaos, Old Owl Chaos, Robo de Gallo. Great stuff from them. They're awesome. I know we're kind of changing the sounds quite a bit from having started off with Vegan Straight Edge and worked our way through the crust. And now where we're at, I get it. But you know what? It's all cool shit. And it's all from Brazil. And we have one more episode after this. I'm going to kick off one more episode next week to kick the week off and to wrap up round trip number two of this planet. And then we'll start number three after I go to punk rock bowling the next week. Anyway, Rehabilitados is the band that we're going to play next. They're from Vila Velha in Brazil. Violento is the release they put out March 30th of 2015. And they are at the band's name on Facebook, Rehabilitados. Rehabilitados. So let's play a track from Violento. It is You Odio, Odio Tomar Remedio. I think I got that. Nah, I didn't get it close. Here goes. Violento, that was the release. Rehabilitados, that's the band. And You Odio Tomar Remedio, that's the track, at least the best as I'm going to pronounce it. Great stuff from them. Next up, we are going to the band Asco, A-C-A-S-C-O, rather. They're out of Santos in Brazil, and they are a hardcore punk anti-fascista band from Santos. You can find their release, O Pior Scenario Possive. Hopefully I got that. Is that an L or is that an exclamation? Possivel. Maybe that's Possivel. It's Possivel. I thought it was an exclamation point, not an L. I was wrong. December 6th of 2019 is when that came out. Oficial Asco on Facebook and at asco.asco.asco on Instagram. We're going to play their track, Odio Eterno ao Futebol Moderna. So let's go with some Asco.
Rock him!
ASCO, A-S-C-O. It's all capitalized, so I mean, that's like an acronym, but I just prefer to say ASCO, ASCO, but it's probably A-S-C-O. I don't know. Maybe I'm right. I'm probably wrong. I've been wrong on all the other stuff, I believe. Anyway, Sao Paulo, Brazil is where we're going again. Two of the next three, which are the last three bands of the episode, are from Sao Paulo, including this band, Inomineves. Inomineves, all one word, I-N-O-M-I-N-A-V-E-I-S. They released Farias M. Helsinki EP on April 18th of 2022. They are about football and being anti-fascist. That's the kind of punk rock they are. And they are found at inomineves.abc on both Instagram and Facebook. I'm not sure what the ABC is. I don't know. It's a puzzle. Anyway, that nice and easy to find. It's just the way I spelled the band's name, .abc on both Instagram and Facebook. April 18th of 2022 is that release. We're going to play the track O Ser Humano y Imbecil. So let's get to it. You check out the artwork too. Let's go. Ser humano y un imbecil. Awesome. You know, almost all of these bands have been in Portuguese, and so obviously with my pronunciation, I understand very little of what's going on. I mean, when I read some of the lyrics and stuff, I can get a couple words here and there, but doesn't matter. You know, it's nice knowing, I guess, what the lyrics say when you can, but not the most important part. And that's why we're here playing music from all around this planet, because it's cool shit all over everywhere. We're going to wrap this up with a little proto-punk and then some garage punk. First, we got the Velociraptors. They're from Mossoró in Brazil, March 4th of 2020. They put out Road to Shangri-La, and you can find them at the Velociraptors on both Instagram and Facebook. So nice and easy there. A bunch of cool proto-punk, I mean modern, but proto-punk sounding is what the band is. And a lot of really cool tracks on this one. Definitely go check out Road to Shangri-La. Let's give them the slip, because that's the name of the track. Give them the slip.
Right.
man, that is a cool sound there. The Velociraptors. Make sure you go check out the rest of Road to Shangri-La. And they've been around, so make sure you go check out, I mean, just on their Bandcamp page, there's several releases. So a lot of really cool stuff from them. We're going to wrap this up with a garage punk band from like the late 90s, early 2000s. The band is called The Sellouts. They put out Songs for a Knife Fight mini LP. They did so in 2001. So we're actually going to play the oldest on at the very end. And I didn't see any social medias for this The Sellouts. There's a handful of other The Sellouts. None of them were from Brazil. This band is from Sao Paulo. So I don't think you're going to find them there. But you can go find them at the Brazilian Sellouts over on Bandcamp. So check them out there. We're going to play Come Back to Be My Babe. So Come Back to Be My Babe. Come Back to Be My Babe. That's right, right? No, Come Back to Be My Babe. Yes. Keep wanting to say something else. But that's exactly what it is. Go check out the rest of that release. Here goes with The Sellouts. Band, man, I love that early garage sound, that proto punk sound, that stuff that sounds like came from the 70s. What punk was gonna get to, some of that stuff sounds like stuff that was from the 60s, and I love it. Some great punk rock and roll with a garage lo-fi edge to it, whatever you want to describe it as. I love it. I think it's great. That's gonna wrap up this episode for the weekend. I'm gonna throw out this week and before I leave next week some previews of Punk Rock Bowling Festival, as I like to do since I go to that each year. And the episode for this week is going to be the bands that I am looking forward to on the main venue. And then I'll do the club show ones and go over both on each of those episodes. So I'll be covering the main Punk Rock Bowling show this weekend. Stay tuned for that one. I'm looking forward to Punk Rock Bowling. I'm looking forward to doing another one from Brazil because I got a cool variety of some R&R, some ska, some skate punk, pop punk, post-punk, instrumental surf, all kinds of cool shit still to come for Brazil. And then we'll do a couple of Catch What Is Missed episodes while I figure out who's going to be next, to who we're going to start the third leg with, where, because it is going to be different. But we'll get more into that when we do those Catch What's Missed episodes. Thank you for tuning in on this one, and we'll catch you on the next one.